Hey there, you are listening to CITR, CITR Radio 101.9. The time is 12:06. My name is Pierre, this is Oral Tentacles, and it's going to be a bit of a mini show tonight. I'll tell you why in a sec. Just heard Andy Kunkel, brand new Andy Kunkel. Just got this one within the last couple of days from the brand new Music Dance Love CD, a song called Tried to Resist, brand new. Right now in the news, we're going to talk about Joe Keithley, otherwise known as Joey Shithead. The Burnaby-raised punk musician intends to seek the NDP nomination in next year's provincial election. Joe Keithley, frontman for DOA, told the media last week that he will formally declare his intentions next week, including in which riding he will run. It was initially reported that Joe Shithead would be seeking the nomination in Liberal MLA Harry Bloy's riding of Burnaby Lougheed. But he's still not sure. Joe Keithley told the province newspaper just a few days ago that he would be seeking the nomination within the Lower Mainland, somewhere within the Lower Mainland. He says he wants to change this world into a better place, and it ain't happening with the BC Liberals, if you ask me, unquote, he said. This is not the first time that Joe Keithley, who is known to play at protests and environmental events, has entered provincial politics. He most recently ran in the 1996 and 2001 elections for the Green Party in the now dissolved writing of Burnaby Willingdon. So, should we play a DOA song? We should, but we won't. Limited time tonight. I've only got so much time and so many songs that I want to play, including this one that I haven't heard in... I haven't played this one in over a month, and it's kind of like... It's like kind of like my current anthem. It's Usher with the country version of Oh My God.
Oh my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my gosh. When I seen her on the dance floor, she was dancing sexy, pop, 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 and dropping, dropping low. Never ever hesitated, hit me on the first sight. This is something special, this is just like dynamite. Honey got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow, oh wow. Girl, you know I'm loving your style. Check, 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 checking you out like, oh. Got it all, sexy from her head to toe. And I want it all, it all, it all. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Baby, I can break you down. There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my gosh. Ways to love you, baby, I can break it down. There's so many ways to love you. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 my gosh.
Usher, and that was the country version done by Andy Reffeld. And now time for some Patti Smith. Why? Why not? Glitter in their eyes. Here we go.
Been a while since I've seen your face. Been a while since I walked this place. See the monkeys riding on their bikes. Impossible night. Say you're feeling like a new tree. Oh man, they'll cut you.
Gare du Nord, Paris, Roubaix.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Côte d'Azur et Saint-Tropez.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Les Alpes et les Pyrénées.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Dernière étape, Champs-Élysées.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Tourmalet.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
En danseuse jusqu'au sommet.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Pédaler en grand braquet.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Sprint final à l'arrivée.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Sur les pavés.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Le vélo vite réparé.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Le peloton est regroupé.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Camarades et amitié.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Back we are here at CITR Radio 101.9, music for the whole family. Maybe not. That was a cool song. That was a cool version of Tour de France, originally done by Kraftwerk, of course. That was done by Stereo Total from their Baby Ua CD. And before that, oh my gosh, by Liedenhauser Lucy, what a great name for a singer, from her Tales from the Pantry CD. And before that, Peggy Sue, brand new from the Scorpio Rising CD, track called Wipeout. And before that, Glitter in Their Eyes by Patti Smith from the Looking Back CD. And we're going to be hearing some more Patti Smith in just a few moments when we hear Patti doing Nirvana's version, or Patti doing her version of the Nirvana song Smells Like Teen Spirit. Well, I have to get up at 5 in the morning, and it's now 12:25, and I'm still up here at CITR. So I'm going to be leaving at around 1 o'clock and hopefully going to bed around 2 and maybe getting 3 hours sleep, which is not very good, but is better than nothing. Now, 45% of Americans regularly doze off in odd places, according to this latest poll. 45% of Americans fall asleep somewhere other than in their bed at least once a week. This was found out by a survey by a mattress industry group last Tuesday. It says that men are more likely than women to nod off away from their beds. According to the nationwide survey of 1,000 adults for the Better Sleep Council, 1 in 10 respondents acknowledged dozing off at work. 7% fell asleep at church. 6% fell asleep on public transportation. And 4% fell asleep on the toilet. "We were stunned by some of the survey responses," said a spokesperson for the Better Sleep Council. One man fell asleep on a rooftop. Another man fell asleep while interviewing a job candidate. There was a teacher who fell asleep at the podium in front of her class. The same survey, with a margin of error of 3%, also found that 6 in 10 Americans crave sleep more than they crave sex, with an undisclosed number admitting to falling asleep while they were making love. So you got to be careful. This is what sleep deprivation will do to you. It'll make you fall asleep on the toilet, on the bus, at work, in church, while you're making love. You got to be careful. And I speak from experience. Years and years and years ago, I fell asleep while driving, something I never thought would be possible unless a person was drunk or something, and I was not drunk. I was DJing, and I had to be at the actual ceremony in the morning, and then in the afternoon, set up for the reception, which went way past 1 o'clock in the morning, and then they kept wanting overtime. So I was there till about 3 or 4 in the morning, after being there from about 10 in the morning till about 4 in the morning, and I was just beat. I was just exhausted. And this was way out in the boonies, way out in the Fraser Valley. It was pouring rain, and I just wanted to go home and go to sleep, is what I wanted to do. Famous last words. Driving along the highway, and the sound that woke me up was the sound of tall grass whipping, the car whipping these tall grasses, which were on the side of the highway leading down to the ditch. And that's when I woke up, with the car sideways going down this ditch, whipping all this wet grass, and that woke me up. And I saw that I was heading towards this down this huge embankment. So I tried to turn the wheel and try to go up. Did not work. The back end of the car lifted up, like in slow motion, and then slam, splashed down, upside down, with me in the car, and just filled up with water immediately. Like, you think these things would take several minutes. No. It was like a little Honda Civic, and the car just filled up with water really, really quickly. My first thought was, my suit from Paris, I'm going to ruin my suit. My second thought was, my contacts, I'm going to lose my contacts. My third thought was, I've got to get the heck out of here. To make a long story, I did get out of there. And no, I had absolutely nothing to drink. It was just bone dead exhausted. So to make a long, 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 long story short, which I'm just going to totally abbreviate, I got a friend of mine and my girlfriend at the time to come pick me up. And her first thought when she saw me was, wow, he's got major ring around the collar. I was just covered in mud. This horrible, disgusting mud that was in the ditch. And I was lucky to get out. The people behind me saw me go off the road. Actually, the passenger did, the driver didn't, but the passenger said, hey, this guy's taillights went off the road, let's check it out. And sure enough, there was me inside the car trying to get out, and they're yelling through the door, unlock the door, and the door was unlocked, and they're yanking, I'm pushing, trying to get the door open, and because of the pressure of the water, the air pressure in the car, it hadn't completely settled completely yet, so we were unable to open the door right away, and finally got the door open, and for as soon as the door opened, the car just completely filled up and then just sunk into this V-shaped wedged ditch. And I just got out of there like seconds to spare. So anyway, so girlfriend comes, picks me up, tells me there's a really bad accident down the road. And then she goes, is that your accident? I'm like, yeah, because she knows in an accident. So we drive by the scene. She goes, yeah, you got to tell them that you're okay, because there's like policemen, there's firemen, there's ambulance people, and it's just pouring rain. So we slow down. There's all these, like, you know, red and blue lights and stuff and flashing red lights. And we slow down, and I see something that I will never forget. I saw about 8 to 10 people, firemen, emergency workers, in the ditch that I had been in before. So I knew how gross that ditch water was, up to their necks, each one with a orange pole, and they were dragging the ditch for my body. They were looking for me. Meanwhile, I'm in this car, and I didn't have the heart to, like, stick my head out the window and say, hey, guys, you can stop looking for me. I'm over here. I'm nice and dry. I just told the driver, go, just go, 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 and drove home, and got home, like, I think, like, a minute or two before 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, just before the police shift changed. So I called it in to the Valley Police, and, like, with a minute or two before the end of the night shift, before the morning shift started, they didn't pass on the information, so they notified my boss and told them that I was kind of like presumed dead. Called the owner of the car, which it wasn't my car at the time, it was my mom's car. Called my mom and, you know, told them that there'd been an accident, and that the driver, who was not located, told my boss that my body hadn't been discovered. And that's what happens when you fall asleep, when you don't get enough sleep. So, doesn't matter whether you've been drinking or whatever, You can fall asleep just like that without drinking anything. It happened to me. It can happen to you. The moral of the story is, if 45% of Americans regularly doze off in odd places, you are susceptible to falling asleep in an odd place. Chances are, you've fallen asleep right now. So, don't want to bore anybody. So we'll just jump back into the music with the deodorant song, Smells Like Teen Spirit. This time, done by Patti Smith. You're listening to what is normally the all-night show, Oral Tentacles, but tonight, it's a mini-show. Because I gotta get up at 5. In 4.5 hours. Ew. Ew.
Up on guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know, a dirty word. Hello, 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 with the
hello, hello, hello.
version of smells like Teen Spirit. Must be the Teen Spirit deodorant used by little girls. That's what they were singing about. That was Patti Smith. And now, time for a commercial.
Presented in partnership with CITR. Saxophonist Colin Stetson, violinist Sarah Neufeld, and pianist-composer Gregory Rogove team up for a North American tour, showcasing their respective solo work. This trio has played previously with the likes of Arcade Fire, Bell Orquest, Tom Waits, and Devendra Banhart, featuring two shows in Vancouver, Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th at 8 p.m. at the Western Front. For more information, go to front.bc.ca.
Well, the weather is warming up a little bit, so go outside and enjoy the weather. But be careful, because the waters are quite high right now. So last week in the news, a dog was rescued by helicopter and returned to its North Vancouver owner safe and sound after falling into the raging Capilano River. Rex, a Rottweiler cross, was out for a walk on the west bank of the watercourse just below the suspension bridge at about 2 p.m. when the dog apparently lost its footing and got washed downstream. The struggling dog scrambled out of the water some distance down the canyon onto the east bank of the river, and it was trapped between a steep cliff face and the river, which was swollen by snowmelt. Unable to reach the distressed animal, the owner, who happened to be a City of North Vancouver firefighter, contacted a friend at North Shore Rescue, and the team called in a helicopter, and within the hour, an aircrew touched down onto a nearby rocky outcrop, and the volunteers loaded Rex into the aircraft and flew it to the rescue station, where the dog was reunited with his owner. The owner will be paying for the entire tab for the operation, which is going to be about $1,000, and I would say definitely worth every penny of it. The incident came just days after a similar rescue effort ended sadly on Lynn Creek, whereas a few days before that, a golden retriever named Nelson was swept to its death over a high waterfall at 90-foot pool. So if you have a dog, Lynn Canyon might not be the best place. A little further up in Lynn Valley is much safer for dogs. So if you want to go hiking with your dog on Lynn Creek, try to avoid the canyon this time of year and maybe go up to the valley, go up to Lynn Valley, which runs along the same creek and is a little bit safer. So water levels are high, so keep that in mind. And they're also, water is also coming down very, very fast. So if you or your dog were to fall in the water, not that easy to get out. What's coming up next? Well, I've got a couple brand new songs that we want to check out. Maddie Zundel has a brand new CD that just came out. The CD is called Amazonico Gravitante, and we're going to listen to Signor Monte Costes on Oral Tentacles, the usually all-night show, but tonight going on till 1. We'll be right back.
That place. Sunday morning. They walked up to me and they said, sing me a song about roses and I'll be your friend for life. So I softly whispered, my darling, close your eyes for a while. Nobody loves ever lover till they feel the thorns of a rose. They last for the moment, the bad seem to stay for a while. But living my life with my lady and living my love for her.
Oh, the year was 1778.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, a letter of mine came from the king to the scummiest vessel I'd ever seen.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. Alas, the parrot's privateers.
All I'll quit about it, cried the town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make up for the Antelope's crew.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. Alas, the Paris privateers.
Now the Antelope, she was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and the sails in racks, and the cook and the scuppers with the shakes and the jacks.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Paris privateers.
And on the king's birthday we sailed away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 97 days from Montego Bay. We were pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. Alas, the Paris privateers.
And on the 98th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
With the big fat American hove in sight, our crack 4-pounders made to fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. Alas, the Paris privateers.
Oh, that Yankee, she lay low with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was big and fat and loose at the stays, and to catch her took us 3 whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. Alas, the Paris privateers.
What at last we stirred 2 cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, that crack 4-pounders made an awful din, but an American ball come staved us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Paris privateers.
Now the Antelope shook and she pitched on her side.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, Bella was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main track took off both my legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tears. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Paris privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, it's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Paris privateers. God damn them all. I was told we'd sail the seas for American gold. We'd fire no gun, shed no tear. Well, I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier.
And you'll never find a better man far or near.
I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier. The last of Paris privateers.
Battle to existence on and on.
We'll take whatever comes to be while keeping hopeful melody, and we'll cruise through the darkness until the warmth of dawn. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Through water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll, holler, come give her all you can. Or the sea, she will best us, we'll never see the land. We carry on the burden and we hide our grim as well. For the day will come for us to mutiny. But as long as we survive, our hope and pride they can't deprive. And we'll carry on our melody to sing in harmony. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Over water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll, roll, holler, come give her all you can. Or the sea, she will best.
Well, it's 11 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock in the morning. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9, but not for long. First, going to tell you what we heard. We heard Hi, Lily, and My Head is Filled with Music, as well as Barrett's Privateers and The Tempest, all done by the Real McKenzies from their brand new latest CD called West Winds. We're going to put that away. Now, don't forget, coming up soon, Sunday, May the 27th, the Main Street Vinyl Fair will be taking place with music by the Knights of the Turntable. Not Knights of the Round Table, but Knights of the Turntable. Admission is only $2, and if you want to sell something and you want a vendor table, it's $40. And you can get your free... You can get your vinyl discount card, which is free with admission, which will give you 10% off vinyl purchases in local vinyl stores. The Main Street Vinyl Fair taking place Sunday, May the 27th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue, which is 17th and Main. Time for me to head on home and try to get maybe a couple hours sleep before I have to go to work. This stupid movie, well, it's not a stupid movie, but this movie that we're working on is, I think, just about done. So we got to strike everything down, put everything away, and we don't have that much time to do it. So I've got to get up at 5 in the morning, which is less than 4 hours from now. time to get out of here. I'll be back next Thursday night at 12 o'clock midnight. Don't forget, morning shows will be here at 7 o'clock. You got Friday Sunrise, hosted by Jason P. Oral Tentacles will be back Thursday night at midnight. In the meantime, what's happening in London, you ask? Well, time for the BBC.
But I think that, you know, there is a situation in Zambia which they call in political economy elite capture, where there's a privileged class of people, maybe less than 1% of the population, maybe less than 0.5% of the population, senior civil servants, people in privileged positions.
A very typical sub-Saharan African story.
Yes, which is prospering. I mean, you can have a traffic jam in Lusaka these days consisting entirely of vehicles worth $80,000 or more each. You know, Hummers and Mercedeses and Rolls Royces and God knows what. Mm. And yet at the same time, you have your people with $2 or less a day. And that's in town. I mean, in the rural areas, it gets worse.
So the question is how you translate top-line GDP growth into economic transformation to address endemic poverty.
Yes, absolutely. That is the question. And
but you have an answer.
Oh, yeah, we have. I mean, it depends how long you have.
Well, I don't have that long, but I think Zambians would like the very quick version of how you're going to do it. Because they accuse you of being too populist, of saying, alongside the president, saying, you know, give us 90 days and we'll begin to turn this country around. And they look around after more than 90 days and say, well, okay, so where is evidence that you can back your words with action?
Oh, the newspapers are worth reading. The councils are employing people now to clean the streets, clean the cemeteries. The agricultural distribution of inputs and so forth is being cleaned up and made to serve the poor people rather than to serve the influential people out in the rural areas there. The newspapers are worth reading.
You mean you've worked on freedom of expression?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Well, but if you do read the newspapers, I take your point about freedom of expression, but if you do read the newspapers, you also see that there is real concern amongst investors, particularly outside investors looking into Zambia, about some of the things you've done. For example, reversing the privatization of the big telecommunications company Zamtel, putting a new level of royalty tax on the big mining companies. These are things which investors looking at Zambia are clearly worried about.
Well, I mean, I would take issue with you there. I think there are some young journalists who perhaps have no sense of what really is a story.